So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. 2016, baby.
What?
2016, my man, 2016.
Why do you keep saying the current year?
Because it's the best year there's ever been.
I don't know about that.
And it's the inspiration for the movie I'm about to pitch you.
Oh, how's that?
Well, what was a surprise massive hit movie this year?
I guess Deadpool?
Exactly, and what was like the biggest mobile game of the year?
Pokemon Go.
That's right, so I figure we could, you know...
Oh.
Yeah.
You wanna hold hands?
What? No.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay.
I'm talking about doing a Pikachu movie starring Ryan Reynolds, you know, basically doing a toned-down version of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like it would make a lot of money, so how do we approach this?
Well, what's the first thing that pops into your head when you think of Pikachu?
I don't know, he shoots lightning,
he solves crimes, that's right.
But that doesn't come to mind at all.
Oh, well, it should. There's an averagely reviewed video game called Detective Pikachu on Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, when did that come out?
When do you think?
2016.
Yeah, I thought so. So what would happen in the movie? We're gonna get to see some Pokeballs get thrown around?
Oh, you're darn right we will.
Amazing.
Once, briefly, at the beginning.
Oh. Yeah, so we're gonna start the movie with Mewtwo escaping from a lab and making a car crash.
Okay.
And then we're gonna meet this guy, Tim, with a dead-end job and a dead mom who finds out his dad's dead.
Oh my god, that sounds so dark.
Oh, it will be. The first 20 minutes are gonna be very depressing for the most part.
Jeez.
So anyway, Tim has to go to Rhyme City, which is this place where Pokemon and humans coexist peacefully.
Very cool.
And when he goes to his dad's mailbox, he meets this reporter, Lucy Stevens.
And what's her deal?
Well, she's looking into his father's death, and if we could get the actress to be, like, super bubbly and over the top, that'd be great.
Oh, I feel like that's really gonna clash with the tone we've been working with.
Yeah, for sure. It's gonna feel like she's acting in a different movie.
I mean, okay.
So at his dad's apartment, he runs into a little Pikachu with a detective hat, an amnesia, and a coffee addiction.
Oh, addictions are tight.
No, they're not. Coffee and chocolate are the only socially acceptable ones.
That's fair.
Anyway, somehow Tim can hear this Pikachu talk, and let me tell you something, he sounds a whole lot like Deadpool.
Money.
And they find these mysterious vials of purple gas that makes Pokemon go crazy that have these R's on them.
Oh, Team Rocket?
No, shut up.
Okay.
And so Pikachu reveals that he was Tim's dad's partner and he thinks he's still alive.
Oh, interesting.
So Tim and Pikachu are gonna try to solve this case, you know, by visiting all these different Pokemon products.
Nice.
Sorry, did I say products? I meant characters.
No, I liked it the first way.
Oh, okay. So anyway, they're gonna meet this Mr. Mime product that mimes everything he does, but he actually makes the things he's miming.
Oh, very cool.
And so they're gonna mime dousing him in gasoline.
Oh, very dark.
And then they accidentally mime lighting him on fire.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so moving on. Wait, did they actually kill the Mr. Mime?
I don't know.
Well, okay then. So anyway, we're also gonna meet this guy, Howard Clifford, who founded Rhyme City.
Oh, and what's his deal?
Well, he's in a wheelchair and he's always talking about how Pokemons can evolve but humans can't.
Oh, so he's the bad guy?
No.
Seems pretty obvious that he is, though.
Nuh-uh, he's not.
But he probably is, though.
And we're also gonna learn more about Mewtwo. Like, apparently he caused that car crash to save Tim's dad.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna learn that with his psychic powers, he can transfer a human's consciousness into a Pokemon.
Oh, so Pikachu is actually Tim's dad?
What? No!
I mean...
Oh, and also we're gonna see Tim's dad a bunch of times, but we're never gonna see his face.
So his dad is actually Ryan Reynolds?
You sound insane right now, what?
I don't think these twists you're setting up are gonna be as twisty as you think they're gonna be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So what else happens?
Well, we're gonna have this scene with these giant Torterras walking around. It's gonna be like an Inception type thing. It's probably gonna be pretty expensive.
Oh yeah, that does sound expensive. And what's the point of that scene?
It's so Pikachu can get a little bonk on the head and no other reason.
I guess that's worth the money.
Yeah, so then Mewtwo shows up to help, but he gets captured by Howard's evil son.
Uh-oh.
And then we're gonna find out that Howard himself was evil this whole time.
No, yeah, I know.
And he wants to transfer everybody's minds into their Pokemon.
Why?
Because.
That works.
And so in his office at the top of a skyscraper, he puts on this little headband thing that lets him control Mewtwo. So Tim is like, you know, uh-oh.
Oh, man, yeah, it's gonna be impossible to stop him when he's controlling a powerful Pokemon like Mewtwo.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he flies off as Mewtwo, but he leaves Tim in the room with his vulnerable body still wearing the unsecured headset.
Oh, that's pretty irresponsible.
Yeah, he does leave Tim with a Ditto to fight, though.
Oh, a Ditto, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be this twist. See, you think that Howard's son is evil, but it was actually a Ditto taking his place the whole time.
Oh, a Ditto can take the form of a human. What's that gonna look like?
Oh, it's gonna be really cool. It's gonna look kinda like this.
Oh my god, that's horrifying.
Oh, it is?
Whoa, yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. I hate that.
Oh, my bad. That's just what I look like with my glasses off.
Oh boy. Okay, what happens next?
Well, Howard needs Pokemon to, like, go crazy before he can do the consciousness transfer, so he needs to use that purple gas on everybody.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but I had this amazing image in my head of him maybe using parade floats as a way to disperse the gas.
I think you might have that image in your head, because that's exactly what happened in Batman back in the day.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, anyway, so then Tim takes the headband thing off of Howard so he doesn't control Mewtwo anymore.
Well, good.
But then Pikachu falls from the height of a skyscraper, and somehow Tim gets down there just as fast, but in a safe way.
Oh, wow, that building must have crazy elevators.
Yeah, probably. And then we're gonna learn that Pikachu was Tim's dad the whole time.
Right. Didn't see that coming, did ya?
No, yeah, you spelled it out quite a bit.
Very twisty.
And then at the end, we're gonna see that it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, so.
Well, it sounds like it'll probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I mean, you took two of the biggest moneymakers of 2016 and smashed them together.
I did.
I wonder if there's another money-making strategy we could use to take this whole thing to the next level. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.